a month, month supply of groceries, and sometime he would buy dried apples, and that was a big treat, because my mama, she'd make a great big old, what we call a cobbler pie, and there would be about, well, it'd be in a pan about that big, and she'd roll out the dough and put it in the bottom, and then put the apples in there and cook them, and then pour them in there, and then she'd put another layer of dough over top of them, and that was a treat. That was something extra.
Well, like when people like from out in the country would go into town, was there a special name like for people from the country?
Yeah, they said it, country people.
Country people.
Yeah, just country people, uh-huh. And well, everybody just about you, even your town people, they smoked a cigar. You know, country people, they smoked a pipe. You know, that's about the people out in the country. They didn't have cigars, but that's when you went to town, you smelled cigar smoke. But country
people.
Did
smoke
anything out? No, country people, farmers usually chewed tobacco. There was a lot of tobacco. Most everybody chewed tobacco back in. Now you take my daddy and her daddy were both tobacco chewers, and they just eat it. And back then, day you seen a lot of people chew tobacco. Now you don't see many people chew tobacco. And another thing you've seen way back yonder. Now my mama never did dip snuff, but my grandma did, and she dipped snuff. And that's another thing. Way back, all the women dipped snuff, and they had a brush. They'd take a chew a stick and make a kind of a brush on it, and they put it down in that snuff box, and roll it around, and stick it in a jaw. Most all women dipped snuff back when I was a kid. I remember, and used to be one old lady that lived close to us, and old lady Maggie Bell. She was an old timer. And she smoked a pipe, and she visited down at my house all the time and talked to Mama. And she'd sit there and fill her pipe and light it, and sit there and hold it like that there. The match would go out, the pipe would go out, and then she had to do the same thing. We used to, it kind of tickle us kids.
When you got nuts for Christmas, what kind of nuts did you get?
It was usually mixed nuts, all kinds. Uh-huh. We call them nigger toes. We used to get nigger toes and almonds and walnuts and English walnuts and pecans. We used to get, it was always a mixed bunch of nuts. We used to get mixed candy too. It'd be hard candy, so it lasts us a long time. I used to, when I go to town, once in a while, we'd let us go to town. And what used to delight me more than anything else was get a package of peanuts. It used to be an old peanut wagon right there, along about where, I guess, Park Avenue and First Street used to be set up there on the curb. Sold peanuts there. And that was a great thing. If I get hold of a nickel and get to that peanut wagon, I'm gonna buy some peanuts. then we went and sat in the wagon. See, while my daddy, he was doing the shopping around town, while we'd set up in the wagon and eat peanuts.
Did they have Coca-Cola back then?
Yeah, you had a first Coca-Cola I ever remember was an aunt. I had an aunt that she had a case of Coca-Cola. I remember she had this case of Coca-Cola, and my granddaddy, he was just about had a fit. Called it dope. Yeah, called that Coca-Cola dope. And he just about had a fit because she was drinking this here dope. I can remember it. I don't know how. I must have been awful small. She was a young girl, I guess.